You're listening to the iTeach Podcast, the show that brings you educational topics like personalized learning, instructional coaching, and the maker movement. I'm your host, Ronald Catlin, and if you're new to the podcast, welcome. And if you are a returning listener, thank you for your continued support. I really appreciate you guys. But whether if you are new or old, and if you found value in the show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you could simply just tell a friend about the show, and that would help us out also. In this episode, I'm going to be discussing the benefits of building a team of teachers and colleagues by creating a Professional Learning Network, or PLN. I think as an educational technology coach in Atlanta, Georgia, a key part of my role is supporting my colleagues as they learn to integrate technology into the classroom. Each year, schools have made great strides in our digital transformation, and in order to do this, I have been actively working with teachers to develop lessons and content for our one-to-one environments to meet the needs of all learners by incorporating universal design for learning principles. Personally, I found that professional learning networks, or PLNs, can be a very extensive benefit to teachers looking to continue to grow their classroom practice. I am an Apple Distinguished Educator, a Google Educator, MIE Trainer, and in each of these PLNs, I've learned valuable lessons and made tremendous connections that support my work each day. I couldn't do my job or be the educator or person I am today without my PLN. If I post something in an area that I know members of my PLN view or will visit, such as Twitter, Facebook, or various blogs, in a matter of 24 hours, I can immediately get answers to questions, have resources shared with me, or have people volunteer to support me with the project. Perhaps the best part of developing your own PLN is that it's specific to you and your goals and needs. Where PD requirements may not immediately enrich your classroom tactics, a PLN enlists the help of other educators who share your challenges. PLNs can come in many forms, but the ones formed via social media are often the most active and vibrant. Many educators find that Twitter is a natural fit for developing a PLN of their own. The benefits of professional learning networks are many. Many teachers and school districts only have access to those they work closely with, as neighboring schools are a significant distance away. This can create a feeling of professional isolation and a lack of professional collaboration. PLNs can provide support to those in need of professional collaboration. An online community of educators that come together to share ideas, resources, plans, and strategies can be very beneficial to educators. Additionally, PLNs help educators build relationships with peers in which they can discuss and discover best practices in teaching. PLNs can serve as a place to share experiences and to develop a sense of community. Participation in PLNs not only helps build community, but it also encourages educators to embrace change. For many teachers, change can be scary, but it's important to learn new technology that will be beneficial to today's students. Building a network of professional relationships with other educators can help teachers expand their technological knowledge, pushing them to learn how different applications and online programs and tools can help students be successful in the 21st century. Furthermore, PLNs allow teachers to have access to a broader range of tools and resources. Teachers often don't have time to create new material. PLNs allow educators to share ideas and strategies so that new teachers don't have to reinvent the wheel. PLNs give educators access to unlimited resources that are easily accessible. With online tools such as Google Docs, using someone else's materials can be as easy as making a copy of a teaching document and tailoring that document to fit the needs of that teacher. So now we're going to talk about some ways that you can immediately put a PLN to work for you. The first thing that you want to do is discover hashtags. A great way to start building your PLN and cut through the Twitter noise is to search by hashtag. Hashtags act as a filter, easily identifying like-minded educators who are sharing relevant content. Some of my go-to educational hashtags include EdTech, EdChat, Remote Learning, KSU iTeach, Teacher Twitter, and eLearning. There are plenty of hashtags that you can search to find the resources that you need. The second thing you want to do is to use your PLN to support or challenge your perspective. Personally, I find my PLN to be a window out into the larger educational community and a group that can support or challenge my perspective. Through my PLN, I can learn what it is like to teach in the United States or in other parts of the world. When I learn how other educators around the world would approach a problem or find solutions to challenging issues, it is refreshing. No matter what idea I am looking to explore, I can always count on my PLN to challenge my thinking and provide a way for me to connect with others outside of my organization. Another great idea is to start blogging your own ideas. Writing a blog from your own perspective as an educator isn't just cleansing. It also helps you solidify your thinking and connect with the broader community of teachers. So tell your stories, share effective lesson plans and strategies, or explore hot-button current events. Make sure you have the ability to that the comment is turned on, because comments turn a blog into a conversation and can be helpful in getting new ideas and making connections. The next thing that you want to do is create a social media group. You can build your own community by starting a group page on Google. There are a bunch of teacher groups on Facebook or even on LinkedIn. So just invite colleagues you admire and know personally, as well as your newest online connections. You can build engagement by posting questions or articles that promote discussion and that you link your connections that they will find it useful. If they share it, you've suddenly expanded your own PLN by tapping into theirs. The next thing you want to do is take advantage of educational tools with built-in communities. Many school districts already use platforms such as learning management systems that have social and collaborative components built in. So take advantage of those tools at your disposal to connect with colleagues to share ideas tailor-made for your learning community. And the last thing you want to do is devote your time to learning. Once you've got your PLN set up, plan to spend about 20 minutes each day interacting with your connections. This could be as simple as scanning through Twitter, liking a few posts, even retweeting some things that have interest to you. If you're on Facebook, you can comment on Facebook posts, or you can read a thought-provoking article provided by an online connection. And while many of you might be tempted to be more of a passive observer in the network, remember two things. The first thing is that PLNs are only valuable if people contribute, and two, you will never find the exact insights you need if you don't try. So I hope you have enjoyed today's episode and found some great benefits of making a PLN work for you. I want to close out by saying that while there's no true replacement for the in-person connection that many of us are missing, online teacher communities can be a welcomed addition to our practice during this time of uncertainty. Through these communities, you can build a virtual teacher support system that not only enhances your professional development, but also fosters connections with educators across the world. I want to thank you guys again for listening to today's episode. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Spiffy Tech Guy, and make sure that you also follow the KSU I Teach on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at KSU I Teach. And also, if you have some great benefits of PLNs that you have found, be sure to share that on Twitter, and I'll be sure to retweet it. Also, make sure you check today's episode show notes. I have some resources also there that will help you grow your PLN, and those are just resources from the I Teach Resource Hub. Until next time, peace and love.
The iTeach podcast is brought to you by the instructional technology coaches from iTeach at Kennesaw State University with the cooperation of the Instructional Technology Department and the Bagwell College of Education. You can reach out to us for more information, questions, or comments at our website, iteach.kennesaw.edu, or on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at KSU iTeach.